Good morning, this is Nigel D'Souza, and you're listening in to CNBC TV 18 podcast. Well, over the weekend, the Dow ended in the green on Friday. It posted a six-week winning streak, posted a strong jobs report, so that's good news that's coming in over the weekend. This morning, though, trading activity in Asia, that's a tad bit lower. That's on account of the Lunar New Year, so lots of those markets, they in fact are shut either for the full trading session or in fact for half a day. Coming back home though, the Nifty continued to remain volatile on budget day, though the Nifty Bank underperformed. Now brokerages over the weekend, they have come out with their verdict, and as CLSA says, they believe it's a good balance of political and economic priorities. Though in Friday's trading session, the Nifty ended in the green, the bond yields did see a bit of a spike. That's what indicated nervousness of whether or not the fiscal deficit plans that were laid out, they could be achieved or not. The street was bracing though for higher GST collections over the weekend, and the January GST collection number has come in at more than 1 lakh crore. That's only the third time this fiscal that we have seen collections in excess of 1 lakh crore. Well, looking at the FI activity on Friday, it looked quite positive. The FI has bought more than 1,300 crore rupees in the cash market, while in the futures market, they bought a large chunk of index future longs. They bought more calls than puts, and they wrote more calls than puts as well. So the options data, well, that was fairly mixed. But if we're looking at the Nifty index futures, huge amount of long positions is what they've added. The 11,000 level continues to remain a key resistance level, as that's where we have the highest open interest at around the 11,000 call odd. Stocks that you're looking out for today include Reliance Communications. The board has decided to implement the debt resolution plan via the NCLT framework. And also we'll keep an eye out on other stocks like DHFL. CARE has downgraded DHFL's bond as well as loans. Now CLSA says that SBI remains their top pick among the PSU banking space, but the PSU lender has exposure to Reliance Communications as well as DHFL. Remember, it came off sharply in Friday's trading session, and the stock will be in focus yet again. Now, over the weekend, unconfirmed reports suggested that more lenders may sell stake in Z Entertainment. If that's the case, we'll have to keep an eye out on that stock. In Friday's trading session, remember, it was down close to around 3% odd. ONGC as well could be a stock in focus. The government has increased the oil subsidy considerably for FY20. CLSA says this appears sufficient for oil at 60, and hence it's a positive for ONGC. Results that are due today include the likes of Exide, IDBI, IRB, as well as SRF. In terms of earnings reactions, Titan's numbers looked quite good. Revenue growth came in at close to 34%. Our poll was expecting a number of around 27%. Their adjusted EBITDA as well did come in better than what the street was working with. Divi's Laboratory, a strong set of numbers coming in there. The margins come in closer towards 40% after many, many quarters. And BEML as well, the EBITDA number did come in much higher than what the street was working with. So those are all positive numbers. And even Godfrey Phillips' numbers look quite good, with strong margin expansion. From the ferrous space, JSPL came out of the set of numbers, and the operating profit jumped up by nearly around 30% odd. That as well appeared as a bit of a mild beat. Besides earnings reactions, Cyient will be in focus as they approve a buyback amounting to around 200 crore rupees. Well, this is Nigel signing off and wishing you a good trading session on Monday and a rocking week ahead.